So a little while ago, I went to the function event that the Harmony Brothers put together, and it was super inspiring. Shout out to them. Anyway, over there, I started talking to a whole bunch of people who came up to me and started asking me questions about how the recipe started and what helped us throughout the years and stuff. Those conversations then continued onto Instagram, where we were sending videos back and forth and typing to each other in the DMs, and there were a lot of interesting conversations going on that I then decided to record a whole bunch of videos on my Instagram stories. I've saved those stories as highlights now on my page on Instagram. But now, because I have this platform, I've decided to take the audio from those and put them as separate podcasts on here. This is the first one. Hope you guys enjoy So this past weekend, I went to the function event that the Harmony Brothers put together, and I got really fucking inspired, man. And I spoke to a lot of people, had a lot of interesting discussions afterwards. I thought I wanted to share some of those discussions. I actually just want to share 3 points that just kept coming up when people were asking me about my experience in the industry for the past 10 years with the recipe and as a sound engineer and working with sound as a living, just to carry on the discussion from this weekend. So the first one is don't say no. Don't say no to opportunities. Don't say no to performances. And don't say no to any of your ideas that you have in your head. Don't be afraid of failure. Be afraid of the what if. One of the things that me and the other recipe guys talked about a lot when we decided to get back into this again in 2013 or whenever it was what's holding us back from this. And the number one thing was fear. Was the fear of failure. And then we had to ask ourselves, well, what are we more scared of? Are we scared of failing? Or are we scared of being old men who look back at our lives and going, what if? Hands down, the thing that we all agreed on was we did not want to look back at our lives and wonder, what if? So, yeah, now everything that we ever think of, we're just like, look, there's two ways about it, right? It's either going to work or it's not. And we can sit here and discuss it for days and prepare. But when it comes down to it, there's only one way to find out. And that's just to fucking do it. Right? Failures and successes are both experiences that you can either learn from or that you're going to cherish. And these experiences are worth more than anything. So don't say no to your ideas. A lot of people come and ask me, do you consider yourself successful? And I go, not always, like we failed a lot. There was a lot that we did that we fucking failed. We failed hard. But I'll tell you what, I'm really grateful by not saying no to opportunities, to shows, to ideas, to just being like, fuck it, let's do it. I've been able to do much more than I've ever dreamt of and live a life full of experiences that I'll always cherish. Point number two, knowledge is king. Learn. Learn absolutely everything. Learn how to fucking mix. Learn how sound works. Learn Photoshop. Learn how to do digital marketing. Learn how to make your own videos. Learn how to make your own videos on a computer, on a fucking phone. Learn everything. Learn about the music industry. That's the most important. How does a radio station work? What does a manager do? What does a booking agent do? What does a tour manager do? What is publishing? What's copywriting? What does a publicist do? What does PR do? Learn everything. Like, there's an endless amount of knowledge out there, and the more that you know, the more you can better strategize yourself. And I think most importantly is, if you learn how to do something, you might not necessarily be the best to do it. You might get someone else to do it, but then you'll know if they're fucking bullshitting you or not. Yeah? Another thing that I think is really important as a musician, artist, whatever, is to learn what are the different points of revenue. A lot of people have this misunderstanding that the only way you can make money with your music as an artist is iTunes, Spotify, and performances. Think of every negotiation that you do as a card game, and you've got all these different cards, like Magic. Do you guys ever play Magic? I don't know if that's from my generation, but all your talent and everything that you have to give is like different cards. Every card that you have is a different fucking talent that you have to offer and to give. And each one of those cards is worth something. Each one of your talents is worth something. Knowledge is king. All right. The more knowledge you have, the better you will be at strategizing, the more worth you have, and you'll fucking know when people are trying to fucking bullshit you. The third and last point is something that me and the recipe guys agreed on way, way, way back when there was like 16 of us making this compilation CD, and something that we carry to this day, and that is never, ever believe the hype. You know, you may get tons of numbers on your fucking SoundCloud, Spotify, whatever. You might get all the media attention in the world. You may be in front of the biggest fucking crowds and stuff. It doesn't mean shit. Kendrick said it best. Sit the fuck down. Be fucking humble. All right. Nobody likes big fucking egos. And I'll tell you, being humble goes a long way in this industry. There was a time, and maybe even now, sometimes people say that the recipe are very stuck up and we're very difficult to work with and stuff. I'll tell you, that's fucking bullshit, because if that were true, we wouldn't be around for 10 fucking years. We've been around for 10 years because we're the exact fucking opposite. Just by being nice and humble and saying please and thank you and grateful for anything anyone ever fucking does for you, it goes a long fucking way. The fact that I'm doing this conversation because a few people came up to me at the function event wanting to talk to me, man, you don't know how grateful I feel for that. You know, I'm 35 fucking years old, man, still doing this shit, and people want to listen to my music. Like, it means the world to me, man. Like, to be able to go on stage and perform still, like, 10 years later at this age, I'm so fucking grateful. So thank you. So yeah, never ever believe the hype. All those numbers don't mean shit, all right? It's the interactions that matter, yeah? On the stage, in front of the crowd, one by one, when you meet people, that's what fucking matters. That's what counts. I know I said there was only 3 points, but there is actually one more that I want to leave you with. It is really fucking important, probably more important than anything. Maybe not, I don't know. But that is hustle. Fucking hustle. 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 There's a lot of artists out there that I don't necessarily like their music, but I respect so much purely because of the fucking hustle. Okay? There are artists out there that I know that are getting booked, not because of the music, but just purely out of the respect for the fucking hustle. Opportunities don't always fall out of the sky. Very rarely do they fucking fall out of the sky. You have to create fucking opportunities, and the way that they come and you get and they get created is by fucking hustling. All right, you guys will always notice wherever I go, like at function, I always got a backpack with me. All right, guaranteed that backpack has got recipe vinyl, caps, and t-shirts. Why? Because I'm fucking ready in case anybody shows up. I'll tell you this story. Way back in the day, before there was social media and the recipe was throwing our own events and our own parties for mixtape launches and stuff like that, we used to stay up after work burning CDs until 1 a.m. So we come home from work, pop in a CD, burn a CD, take a little nap. When we'd hear that the thing come out, take the CD out, put another CD in, burn it again, do that all the way till 1 a.m. We also fucking printed a whole bunch of flyers for our event. I don't know if it was legal or not. We got into trouble with some bouncers and some security because we were doing that and promoting events at other fucking venues. But we didn't fucking give a fuck, man. People showed up. We had a good time. It was fun. It makes for a good fucking story now. And we met a lot of fucking people during that time. And a lot of important people fucking, again, respected the fucking hustle. And we made contacts and networked that way. And other doors and opportunities opened. So yeah, quick recap. Don't say no. Never say no. Knowledge is king. Never believe the hype. And fucking hustle. You do these things and I can't guarantee anything. Yeah, I can't guarantee anything, man. But I'll tell you one thing. You have a fucking fun time and shit will fucking happen regardless. And yeah, just do that. Be happy.